الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, just translated first, Allah Ta'ala says, إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا. The number of months in a year by Allah Ta'ala are 12 months. That is, whether it's a lunar month, our what we call our Islamic month, or whether it's a solar month, that is also our Islamic month, both of them are 12 months. Fi kitabillah. And this was recorded in the Lawh-e Mahfuz. That is long, long before Allah created the heavens and the earth. That time it was already declared that it will be 12 months. Then, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When Allah created the heavens and the earth, then also Allah kept it 12 months. It's just like you have a plan which is made 2 years ago, and when you start building, you build according to the plan. So it was in the knowledge of Allah, Lawh-e Mahfuz, from before. And when Allah created the heavens and the earth, Allah Ta'ala made it the same, 12 months. Minha arba'atun hurum. Of these 12 months, 4 months are sacred months, which are known as Ashhure Hurum, which is this month which we are finishing now, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, which is coming, and Muharram. These 3 months are consecutive, one after another. And then the month of Rajab, which is the 7th month of the Islamic year before Sha'ban. These 4 months, Allah says, they are the secret months. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. Now Allah stresses it more. That is the system of Allah, the deen of Allah, which is fully established. That it is 12 months, and those months are in that order, etc. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. And the ذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمُ, deen, also some ulama have translated it as accountability, hisab. The hisab, the system of Allah Ta'ala. The deen of Allah also, the system of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't do any wrong to yourself, that is, do not commit any gunas during these special months. A question arises that we all know it's 12 months, so we take it for granted. But Allah has stressed it so much in the Quran Sharif, and there's not one dot in the Quran Sharif, one zabar or zair, which is extra, which is superfluous. Everything is absolutely essential. Why has Allah Ta'ala stressed so much that it was first in Lawh-e Mahfuz, when He created the heavens and the earth, then it was, that is the pure and solid deen of Allah. How much Allah has stressed it, and for us it's a foregone thing. A year has got 12 months, our Islamic year, or even the English year is 12 months, it's 12 months. Why has Allah gone so much into stressing this? That is a great lesson for us to learn. And that lesson is that the Arabs in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had made their pastime warfare, fighting. That was their hobby and their pastime. So when they were fighting, and this 4 months, one of the special injunctions was no fighting during these 4 months. Fighting ceased completely. Even if you meet your father's murderer, a person won't interfere with him in these 4 months. Anything. Otherwise, they used to fight over petty, petty things. And for years and years they would fight. So what they did, that when they were fighting, and the fight is not going to come to an end, and Ashhure Hurum has come already, now they have to stop fighting. But they did one terrible thing, and they changed the law of Allah, And they said, now this month is now halal, you can fight. And this haram month, they used to complete their 4 months of being sacred. But they moved it to another place. So like this, they did all these upside down things. Like, for example, we say that this year, June is very cold. So we're moving June to January, and we're bringing January here. We know it doesn't work, but this is what they were doing. Also, if the year had come to an end, 12 months, and they were still fighting, then they say this year will be 14 months, and next year will be 10 months. Just to accommodate their fighting, they were doing all this. That is one aspect. Another aspect, just a few ayats before this, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says about the Jews and the Christians, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They made their priests and their rabbis and the pious people, the Ahbar, the learned people, Ruhban, the pious people, they made them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah is only one, nobody else is a god, only Allah is one god. No matter how great, they were great ulama, and they were very pious people, really pious people. But Allah Ta'ala says that the one terrible quality that had come in the Jews and Christians, that they took them as gods besides Allah Ta'ala. What does this mean? It isn't like some of our bidati people, they go and make sajda to the sheikh. They make tawaf of the qabr, etc. It wasn't that. That is also, of course, completely shirk. But what was this that they made the priests and their rabbis and the pious people gods, that when they gave a ruling, a fatwa, against the deen of Allah Ta'ala, they followed their fatwa and they didn't follow the deen of Allah Ta'ala. They sold their deen, which is a very famous and common thing, the Jews and Christians, for the to satisfy the people and give them fatwas how they like. They satisfied them, and in this way Allah says, actually they made them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. When they gave preference to their fatwas over the command of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is calling, that they made them gods besides Allah, and they fell in the terrible guna of shirk. So these are two main things here which Allah Ta'ala is addressing and correcting. That don't change the deen of Allah Ta'ala. No matter how much you want for your sake, you want it this way or that way, don't change the deen. The crux of both things are the same. The pagan Arabs also changed the deen of Allah, the months. So Allah has stressed, and in fact in Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke about the sacred months. So he also, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also stressed it. Allah has stressed it so much. The lesson for us, don't change anything in the deen of Allah. And like the Jews and Christians, they sold their deen to please the people, to make the people happy. They were sellouts. And they sold their Jannah and they bought Jahannam. And for just for the petty gains of this dunya, temporary and useless things of this dunya, they sold their everlasting Jannah. Allah says, فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. What made them that they got contented that we're going to Jahannam? What was it that made them pleased, that we are pleased, we are happy, that we are going to Jahannam? What was it? How could they ever do such a thing? That a person is prepared to sacrifice whatever, and he says, I'm prepared to go to Jahannam. If it is that we haven't got an idea of Jahannam, that is also one thing which we lack very much. Jahannam is one abstract thing in our mind. It isn't a reality in front of us. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, say to them, to the people, إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. I'm giving you one advice. Like sometimes a father will give a lot of advice, mother, but she says, particular, I'm giving you this one advice. And what was that one advice, Allah Ta'ala says, which will help you tremendously. Practice on this advice. إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادًا. That you for Allah Ta'ala, whether you're alone or whether you're in a group, in a gathering, then Then ponder, think about. In other words, we are not thinking. Wherever we get together, anything, if we think about dunya's thing. How to make this building, how to go for a holiday, we'll think. We'll sit with the family, where must we go for a holiday? But think about reality. And here particularly, Allah is referring to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's personality. That think about his personality. Don't just go what everyone is saying and they're talking bad about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Blasphemous statements they are making. And what the kuffar of Makkah used to say. So don't just go by that. What we hear on the TV, we made the TV our God. What comes on the TV, that is the law. We follow that. They say close your masjids, we close our masjid. In fact, we are worse than them. Before they close our masjids, we close our masjid. What rules they don't want, we implement that rules. How strict they don't want, we implement them so strictly. So we are following them. We made them our gods. And we are following them. So Allah says, think about when all these things happen. Anything happens today on the social media, somebody is attacked. Now just don't go with it, that is what it is. Think a little bit. Discuss it. Is this person like this? Is it right what these people are saying about this person? But we just join the bandwagon. And we just go with the wind and we go with the flow. So Allah says, think a little bit for yourself. Anything that happens in our society, around in our town, in the world, what happened? First thing, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, it is enough for a person to be recorded by Allah Ta'ala as a liar. That just what he heard, he spoke about it, he passed it on. He didn't verify whether it is so. And no matter how learned, how pious we are, how much it's spoken, when it comes, we are all just like that. We just go with the flow. And we just accept. The minimum is mentally we accept this person or this, it happened like this. We don't take the trouble of finding out. Yeah, particularly Allah Ta'ala says, what all the Quraysh and the Kuffar of Makkah say about Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Na'uzu billah that he's a madman. Na'uzu billah that all the evil things. Allah Ta'ala says, you know him. He was born in you. His childhood was with you. His young days was with you. You know, so you know what he was. Find out who was he. Don't just go with what people are saying. So this is one important thing. Anyway, yeah, the great lesson is for us. Allah mentioned about the Quraysh, that what wrong they also claim they followed the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And from Ismail alayhi salam, the Arabs came, they also, but they changed the calendar of Allah Ta'ala. And the Jews and Christians sold the deen. So, oh you Muslims, don't you make this mistake. Don't change the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Learn the deen of Allah from its primary sources, Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, and follow that. And no matter who in the ummah, there are great, great people who also went astray. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, gives a beautiful example. He says, at a junction, that is a railway station, where trains change direction, so a junction. So there, just out of the platform, they have this sort of a round ball, a lever, which they turn it around, and a train that was going to the south will go to the north now. A train that was going to the east will go to the west now. So be careful when you are traveling, and just one small thing can come in your life, one little influence, and you are going to Jannah, and now you're on the road of Jahannam. You're on the road of the pleasure of Allah. Now you are turned and you are gone and you are serving Shaitan and all his inspiration. So be very, very careful. So whoever it is, and lot people have gone astray. Great, great people have gone astray. So we have to be very, very careful that we don't bring any change in the deen of Allah. We talk very evil and bad about the Jews and Christians. They were sellouts. They were so great. They were great alims. They were really pious people. Their mujahada, which the Quran Sharif speaks about, amilatun nasiba. They should make so much amal that on their forehead sweat should come. When a person works very hard, then sweat comes on his forehead. But in spite of that, tasla, naran, hamia, they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. So they were very pious, great ulama, but they went astray for the petty gain. Allah is warning this ummah. Don't just let us pass it that it was for them. We are being warned. Don't follow even any alim if he gives you a masala against the deen of Allah Ta'ala. No matter how great, no matter how great a peer is, a sheikh is, and if it starts teaching you things about against the deen of Allah, don't follow him in that. Follow the deen of Allah. And the deen of Allah generally are clear cut. You don't have to be a big alim to know. Ordinary people know that what is the deen of Allah. For example, Allah Ta'ala says, أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah has made business to do proper business. Allah made it halal. And Lord Barakat Allah has put in there. And riba, interest, is haram. Now whatever name anyone gives to interest, new type of names, Islamic financing, Islamic banking, and they use all very sophisticated fiqhi terms, mudaraba, ijara, and the way they speak to people, people think, oh, he's talking, is all right. But who doesn't know that interest is haram? You bring it in whichever form you want to. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali was the Shaykh al-Hadith of Dioban. Many places, many times people ask him about Islamic banking. So he should just cut the talk there and then. He says all banking is based, the foundation is interest. And interest Allah has categorically stated it is haram. So don't even carry on with this discussion. It's finished, it's a closed chapter. Allah has said it's haram, it's haram. Photography is haram, it's haram. And the little bit, just very briefly, just from the historic perspective of photography, we see that what a big haram it is. First, all the people, kana nasu ummatan wahida. All people in Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, after him, were all on Tawheed, 100% Tawheed. And then, in the time of Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, whose real name is Akhnokh alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to be known as Idris because he should give lot of dars. Dars of the Kitab, of the Zabur at that time, he should give lot dars. So he came to be known as Idris. He had five very special students, many others, great, good students. But five of them were very great of his students. Wad, Suwa, Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. These were his five very, and they were really special students. Very pious, very great, very learned also. And they also propagated the deen as it was. After they had passed away, Shaitan came to the people and he asked, how were these people? Oh, these people, mustajabud da'wat. They lift their hands and you see that what they ask, it is there. Whatever they ask, pious people, knowledgeable people, how are you going to remember them? So they said, how are we going to remember them? He said, make pictures out of them. Draw sketches about them. Then you'll get inspiration. He did that. But of course, and they did not worship them in the least, but just to inspiration, remember them. And Shaitan always works in this way. Today in my life, in your life, he'll bring one thought, just do this little bit here. Anything about deen, one ash'ariya, one degree, one small matter you do, like for example, he tells you, just wear today, you're on holiday, so just wear your tracksuit. Now you, when you don't wear your kurta, you're not going to be naked. Now you're wearing a tracksuit. That one bit you have moved, it's going to lead you. That train, just that lever was moved. The train was going to the north, is now going to the south. Not you, But you don't know, after 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, Shaitan works a lot in advance. And afterwards, your children will say, but our Abba was very pious, and he was a big alim also. He should wear tracksuit. So what is wrong with that? So then they will go 10 steps ahead of them. More they will go. The mother, she's on a holiday, Maulana's wife, and now she wears some funny hat there, and some sunglasses. For what do you have to wear that if you're on a holiday? How is it going to increase your enjoyment of the holiday? But anyway, you do it. The children will go 10 steps ahead. So Shaitan works in this way, that one bit you move away. So for that, Allah Ta'ala said, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ, that you be firm and straight as you have been commanded. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, there was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam moving one hair's breadth away from the command of, but Allah warns and tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you remain firm as we have commanded you. And وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, all the Muslims also, they also, وَلَا تَدْغَوْ, and don't cross the border. And if you don't want to cross the border, don't even go near the border. Stay far away from the border. That cow that grazes near the border is going to go over at any time. Stay far away. And وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, don't even incline with your heart. Don't even incline a little bit towards the wrongdoers. What they are doing, how they living their lifestyle, etc. Don't you do all those things. So Allah Ta'ala has warned us that we must be very careful about these matters and remain firm on deen. We are human beings. We are going to falter. But where you falter, don't say, this is now, it doesn't matter, it's all right for today. Make tawbah istighfar. Tell your children, I've done wrong. Where I did wrong, I took out an insurance policy. Don't justify it. Tell them I made a mistake. Also, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah reward him tremendously. He said that any guna, interest, photography, accept it as guna, even if you are involved in it. And keep on making tawbah istighfar. Even if you don't make your tawbah istighfar, and you are making your guna, but accept it as a guna. As long as you accept it as a guna, you're not out of the fold of Islam. You don't make one namaz in your life, but you don't deny it, you are still a Muslim. But the day you justify that I'm very busy, I've got no time. For me, my namaz, while I'm walking, I think of Allah Ta'ala, and the object of namaz is to think of Allah. So I think of Allah. You change the deen of Allah, then a person goes out of the fold of Islam. So anything, don't change, don't make a halal haram. Don't make a haram halal. What is halal is halal. Finish. Hadith Sharif, al-halalu bayyinun, wal-haramu bayyinun. The two are very clear. And even the ordinary Muslim know these things. Today the ordinary Muslim will have a suit and tie. He'll come for Jummah. But if the Imam have got a suit or tie, he won't think, I got a suit. He will take offense. How can the Imam wear suit and tie? The ordinary Muslim uses the cell phone for many things. But if the Imam reads his khutbah from the cell phone, he has got a problem with the Imam. Now why does he use the cell phone and from the screen he's reading his khutbah, he's giving his bayan, etc. So people know the criteria and they know their levels, though they are involved. So any guna, whatever type of guna, intermingling of man and woman, don't just justify it. Music, whatever guna, there is no license for any guna. Every guna is evil. But making a halal haram, that is the worst thing. And today this is what, unfortunately, not what ordinary people, not what the ulama of the Jews and the Christians, we are guilty of that. We are making the halal haram and the haram halal. Accept what is haram. If we make tawbah, we will get inshallah tawfiq to come out of it. And we will die without that guna. Our tawbah we will have. If we didn't make tawbah, Allah will forgive us. These type of gunas, Allah will forgive wholesale. If Allah did not forgive, He will send us to Jahannam to be punished. But we will come out from there. And we will enter into Jannah and forever stay in Jannah. But if we made the halal haram and the haram halal, then that person has made shirk with Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ Allah doesn't forgive when shirk is made with Allah Ta'ala. Then we will be caught in that and forever and ever in Jahannam. No question, Tawbah won't come to the mind of a person. And there is no forgiveness for a mushrik on the day of Qiyamah. And forever he will be in Jahannam. So let us be very careful. That is one aspect about these ayat. Another great aspect of these ayat is that these ashhure hurum, they are sacred months. We hear many times, Jamaat kar guzari. Jamaat went certain place, they give their kar guzari. They say those people didn't even know it was Ramadan. Or they knew, but they weren't observing Ramadan. We might think low about them, but what we think about ourselves, that these sacred months which we are in now, we are in Dhul-Qa'dah, 3 weeks about are gone, just about a week is left. We are going to Dhul-Hijjah. How many of us are aware of it? So don't we think low about ourselves? We know it's June and July, but we don't know it is Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah. And the value of this, it wasn't long. Many people used to phone me also. They say, Mawli sahab, mutta dara avela che, dua karjo. Big days have come, make dua. Now I don't get those phone calls. They must be thinking this Mawli sahab's duas are not accepting. They must be phoning other Mawli sahabs now. But perhaps that is the one scenario. The other maybe now we not even worry it is big days. It doesn't come even to the pious people, to the learned people's mind, that we are in these big, special days. And they are so big and special days. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayh, in his Ahkamul Quran, a very great alim, he writes that during these months, whatever good you do, it becomes your nature for the rest of the year, for the rest of your life. Whatever guna you do, it becomes your nature for the rest of the year and for the rest of your life. How valuable these months are. During these months, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi is written in Beshti Zewar. These 4 months, so 4 months will have about 16 weekends. Or 18, depends how the days come, how the months start, which day it starts or so. Round about there. Anyone who keeps Roza Thursday, Friday and Saturday, he gets a sawab of 700 years of ibadat. But we are not aware of it also. We don't know this valuable month. How valuable they are. Ramadan, somewhat we understand that the value of Ramadan. Another one thing which we also, is just one day for us, the day of Jumu'ah. The day of Jumu'ah is a Eid more greater than the other two Eid. It is Sayyidul Ayyam. But for us it's just Friday. That is Jummah and all, Jummah Mubarak at the most we'll say. What Jummah Mubarak? We tell one another, do the Mubarak Amal of Jummah. Read Durood Sharif, read Salatul Tasbih, read your Surah Kahf. Do all the Mubarak Amal of Jummah. Not just Jummah Mubarak and we are all good Muslims. Because we told one another, we send messages, Jummah Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. No, do the Mubarak Amal which are required. But for us, Jummah is just Friday, one more day in the week. Whereas it is the king, Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of the days. And now we come to the masjid, for example. How many of us, we feel that warmth of the masjid, malaika are present here. Pious people come here, namaz takes place here, tilawat takes place. But do we feel anything? It's a nice, comfortable day, not hot, not cold, alhamdulillah. But if it's a very hot day, and we come to the masjid, no fans are on, no air cans are on, all of us feel. A kafir also feels. Animal also feels the heat. In there we are no different. We all feel it. But when we come to the masjid, why don't we feel that the environment, why doesn't it work on our heart that we don't feel that warmth in the masjid? that welcome attitude in the masjid. We don't feel it. We go to a supermarket. We all have to go to our shopping. We go. We travel by plane. We are in the airport. And how people are dressed in the airport, how they behave there. In the aeroplane, we are sitting 5-10 Muslim people and 200-300 non-Muslim people. All that kufr effect is there, but we don't feel anything about it. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali should go to Mewat in those days, roughly more than 100 years ago. And India was very backward in those days, and Mewat was most backward. And he shouldn't go for any dunya's thing, just for deen, and meet people only for deen, and just in the masjid. But when he came from there, he felt the darkness on his heart. He should go to the khanqahs of Raipur, of Gangor, and he should go and cleanse his heart. He should sit for itikaf in the masjid 3 days, 7 days. He could feel it. We don't feel anything. We need a pacemaker in our heart. Our hearts are not beating properly. We are not feeling anything. So we should feel this. So these days are very, very valuable. And then when the Zulhijjah, the 10 days, the most auspicious days in the year are the 10 days of Zulhijjah. The most auspicious nights of the year, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest day of the year, including Ramadan and all, the 9th of Zulhijjah. Hey, Yom Arafat, and what a day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-Hajju al-Arafa. Hajj is Arafat. And the Saudi government, till now, we don't know, hopefully now also, people who are unconscious in a coma in a hospital who came for Hajj by helicopter, they take them to Arafat. Your presence in Arafat, even if you are in a coma, your Hajj is made. And that day Allah is so happy. He is delivering, forgiving people. All the people of the Hajjis of Arafat, Allah just forgives them. What a great day. But for us and you, it's a Thursday, it's a Tuesday, it's not, no value. How many of us, we won't keep the Rosa also? That Rosa, the greatest day to keep that Rosa. The first 10 days of Zulhijjah, 9 days effectively, every day's Rosa is equal to 1 year's Rosa. Every night's ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr's ibadat. Laylatul Qadr, we don't know for certain which night it is. But that last 10 nights, every night's ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr. How valuable it is. And then Allah does not love His ibadat more in any other day as He loves it in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And Allah is so merciful that He didn't make that ibadat heavy when it is that great ibadat He wants. So He could have made it some very big wazifa we have to read. Lot of effort. No, just the third kalima. How simple. And Allah loves that the most. And an easy way to read our third kalima in abundance in the 3 days, make salatul tasbih. So you have read it 300 times. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali says, to read Durood Sharif in abundance is reading it 300 times. So you read your tasbih, in your salatul tasbih 300 times, and in namaz you read it. So you got all that reward. And so easy, and Allah give us tawfiq. This is what is called Islah. Come to know what is Subhanallah. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi explains it in Arabic. Usabbihu Allah anin naqaisi kulliha. That I declare Allah has got no weakness. And what enjoyment a person says, my ma'bud, my ilah, who I am worshipping, he has got no weakness. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, mushtamilan alal mahamidi kulliha. All praises, every type of praise is only for Allah. Who is my Allah? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. He is one, the only. Allahu Akbar, the greatest He is. So how great is not Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So what enjoyment and relief a person should read this. But we are not aware. For us it's just the first week of July, the second week of June, whatever. For us we just English. And the importance here also of Islamic calendar. As we are sitting here, how many of us know our Islamic date of birth? English date of birth was out, even in a, if somebody just wakes us up, your date of birth, immediately we know. But Islamic we don't know. Our students usually ask them, which year you graduated? All the English year. Very seldom we do find, mashallah, those that will give the Islamic year in which they graduate. We are Muslims, so why don't we follow our calendar? Why are we giving preference to other people? We are Muslims, why don't we dress according to Sunnah? Why are we dressing like other people? We are Muslims, why are we following brand names? And why are we following all fashion? Our fashion and brand name is Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we must uphold. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So these are valuable days. And then the 9th of Zulhijjah, the greatest ibadat which every Nabi fulfilled. No big tahajjud, no lot of namaz or anything. The 4th kalima. And what a beautiful kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulku wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumit biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Make effort on our deen and we will get the enjoyment. We didn't make effort and that film star's name, oh, I get enjoyment in taking a film star's name, cutting my hair like that film star. Or that cricket player, or that soccer player, that I get enjoyment. And our deeni matters, we don't find to seem any enjoyment. This is where we should get enjoyment. We hear the name Muhammad, automatically should just come out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a Nabi Allah has given. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, tears should come from our eyes. Who were these people? Radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. That is what we must have in our lives. And then the days of Qurbani, Allahu Akbar. But the best amal Allah likes with regard to the first 10 days, Allah's ibadat, the Sahaba said, not even jihad in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad. Only that person who goes with his life and wealth and returns with none. That means he gives his life in the path of Allah. All his wealth in the, so much Allah. And what is that ibadat? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, which Allah loves more than jihad also, during those days. Then the days of Qurbani, there is no amal Allah loves more than ihraq-e-dam, slaughtering, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, on the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and we making, before the blood reaches the ground, it reaches almost immediately. When you slaughter the blood, before it reaches Allah's calculation, where is Allah's calculation? Yeah, you can't say it was a second later that blood reaches. More sooner than that, it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala loves that the Qurbani animal will come on the day and its hoofs will be also weighed. The horns will also be weighed. Everything of the فَطِيبُوا بِهَا nafsa. Open your heart and make Qurbani. In other words, spend money and make your Qurbani. So don't, every year is the same story. This year Qurbani animal's very expensive. Qurbani is very expensive this year. But to eat out is not expensive. One eating out, how much it costs? And we go and eat filth and dirt there. We eat junk food there. And for Qurbani, no, it's too, we haven't got money, it's too expensive. And to one, today sleeping out has become a norm also. We prepare our homes, we make the bedroom as we like it. We made our bathroom as we like it. We made for the wife the kitchen, it's her palace. She spends the time in the kitchen, make it as she likes. When we get time to enjoy it, we go and sleep somewhere in a chalet. We go and sleep somewhere else in the, some other place. When you got the time to enjoy it, how our brains are gone upside down. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. So the Qurbani, make it. And beautify your days of Eid, both days of Eid, with Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Read this on the day of Eid. You are beautifying it. Like anything you made, now you put all the decoration, the decor on it. All that must be Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. And Qurbani, let us get involved personally. Not just send us one check away or we transfer some money to some organization. They'll make Qurbani in Bangladesh, no problem. Genuine organization and they see to the poor and needy. But make your own Qurbani here. And don't just go to a farm also, make it at home. Let the house be part of Qurbani. Let the whole family, the children be part of Qurbani. Women who have the himmat and the courage to slaughter on their own and with due parda facilities, let them slaughter themselves. Let us be part of this day, this Qurbani Eid is not to sit with our sparkling white kurtas. This Eid is that blood stains are on our clothes. We are slaughtering for namaz time, of course, shower, we will take your bath and then go and make your, wear your clean clothes. But this Qurbani, you must see the blood stains. You must see all that effect. So Allah give us tawfiq. There is much more detail. Our ulama discuss it. They explain it to us. Let us follow accordingly and observe this great deen Allah has given us. And Allah make it that we get the taste of deen. When we'll get the enjoyment of the and the taste of deen, then all other things, Ferrero Rockers and all this all this chocolates which come from overseas and this country's chocolate, and that all won't have any taste for us. Water will taste much more better for us. And simple things. And the, Allah give us a taste of the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, accept what has been said and heard. Oh Allah, put ikhlas into it, in our speaking, in our listening. Oh Allah, let it become a reality in our lives. Not just that bayan took place and we listened and we all just dispersed. No, but oh Allah, let it come into our lives. Give us the taste of deen. Give us the enjoyment of deen, oh Allah. Remove this filth and dirt of this dunya, oh Allah, which is useless, which is of no avail and no benefit. Remove it from our hearts, oh Allah. Our upside down lives where we have given full preference to dunya and no preference to deen, no time for deen, only dunya in our life. Change this, oh Allah. You have the full qudrat and you have changed so many people's lives and you are changing so many people's lives. Change our lives also for the better and for the correct way. Oh Allah, give us the best of dunya, of deen, of akhirat also. Grant us afiyat and salamati. Grant us health and good conditions, oh Allah. Protect our iman and our Islam, oh Allah. Forgive all our marhumin, oh Allah. All who are ill, give them shifa. We have got financial problems, remove them. We have got disputes and arguments and discord. Remove it from the families, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those who are in prison, let them be set free, especially those who are innocent. Those for the sake of deen who are being tortured in the prisons in the world, let them be set free, O Allah. Look after their families, O Allah. O Allah, those who want to get married, give them the best spouses. Those who are married, give them love and understanding. Those who want to have children, to bless them with wonderful children in every aspect. And oh Allah, those who have children, make them righteous and pious, and the coolness of our eyes. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahim. Maulana gave me time. I took 15 minutes extra. I asked for maaf for that. Maulana told only half an hour.